Donald Trump at March for Life, Every Child is a Sacred Gift from God. By Charlie Spiring on January 24, 2020. President Donald Trump spoke at the March for Life on Friday in Washington, D.C., marking a historic first for a sitting president of the United States. "It is my profound honor to be the first president in history to attend the March for Life," Trump said as the crowd roared. "Today, as President of the United States, I am truly proud to stand with you." The president shared the message of the pro-life movement with the crowd, rallying activists prior to the annual march to the Supreme Court in Washington. "All of us here today understand an eternal truth. Every child is a precious and sacred gift from God," he said, vowing to protect the sanctity and dignity of every human life. "When we see the image of a baby in the womb, we glimpse the majesty of God's creation." Trump thanked young pro-life leaders for leading the next generation of activists. "Young people are the heart of the March for Life, and it's your generation that's making the pro-life, pro-family nation," the president said. Trump also praised women and mothers for their work for the rights of the unborn and for their children. "You just make it your life's mission to help spread God's grace," Trump said. "And to all the moms here today, we celebrate you, and we declare that mothers are heroes." The president said he would keep fighting for pro-life issues, despite attacks from the left. "They are coming after me because I am fighting for you and those who do not have a voice," he said. The crowd loudly booed as the president noted that Democrats only increased the support for late-term abortion and abortion on demand. "Every life brings love into this world, every child brings joy to a family," Trump said. "Every person is worth protecting, and above all, we know that every human soul is divine and every human life born and unborn is made in the holy image of Almighty God." Thousands of pro-life supporters gathered on the National Mall hours ahead of the president's speech, some waving pro-life voices for Trump signs and others that read "Most Pro-Life President." Hundreds of pro-life supporters also showed support for the president by wearing MAGA hats. The March for Life protests the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion in the United States, resulting in the deaths of an estimated 60 million unborn children. The president was greeted with a roar of approval by supporters of the pro-life movement and chants of "four more years." Vice President Mike Pence and his wife, Karen, also addressed the crowd via video from Rome, where they are visiting the Vatican.